just operating in their gifts, and everyone just seems to be in the right spot. And, you know, we've done this a few years now, so they're even getting better at it. And it just flows, and God just blesses it every year. And this year is no exception. It was such an incredible week. As Kevin shared, we had 60 helpers, and I think I said a few weeks ago, we want to go for a 100% participation, and I really think we hit that. I think everybody did something, whether being here during the week, donating things here last week, setting up, and those last 3% that are involved can stay after today to help tear it down. Because that's when it's over. But it really, it's been such just incredible seeing what God does. And the kids see the excitement in their faces and the wonder. John, and we had Sean and Bob King also doing the story time and skits, and just seeing these kids light up and the crafts with Jenny and Kelly and Jeannie, and I'm going to leave people out, but in charge of the snacks with Linda and others, and just an incredible week. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for participating, being a part of it. I want to show real quick a picture of Friday night of what this place looked like, if you didn't make it. I mean, this place was standing room only Friday night, and it was so encouraging for that and to see so many of our own church body here. But if you couldn't make it, you have a little taste of it. Those are the kids sitting on the floor, and again, it was standing room only, so it was incredible. What we're going to do now is, just so you can get a little taste, because I know a lot of you have jobs and you can't stop by here in the middle of the week, but we have a slideshow. It's about five minutes, and it just shows the activities of the week, give you a little taste of it. Kids, if you can see it from there, that's fine. If you want to come down here, you can. If you want to sing, you know the songs. You can sing over the speaker, and love to hear you. But this is just a little taste of what went on this last week. So there's a little taste of what we did. And don't be fooled. I have a picture. It's not in the slideshow, of Matt out in crafts, like helping with the craft. So he's not as afraid of these kids as he leads on. He was out there. And you know, with that said, we used the back area. You know, it was really, it's such a nice change. You know, so we're already seeing, you know, God moving with this building and being able to take advantage of that. Being able to use that back area was so incredible. And, it was, and the craft team really appreciated it. So, all right, well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for today. God, I thank you for just an amazing week that we just had, God. Thank you for blessing it, Lord. Thank you for your spirit, Father, that was so clear, God, that you are in this week. And thank you for every child that you brought here. Lord, thank you for the leaders that were here and for this church body. God, for you moving and God, just seeing us work together. God, work together for your kingdom, Lord. And Lord, we said before that if you're not in it, we don't want to have anything to do with it, Lord. And we proclaim that you have been in this week. And we just thank you. We pray for seeds that have been planted in these children that they may not even know. Like years from now, they think about it. Whatever it is, God, that you're moving and that you will only do what you can do. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless this time right now, God, that you would bless these words that I would share, that they would be from you, and that you just go before us. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, when I was asked to share on this Sunday, thinking about what to do, what to share on, something new. I mean, with this set, it's got to be something I could do along these lines of just the castles. And I was in the donut room, and I was looking at a VBS poster that we had that was out there for the donations. And across the top, it says, "An epic adventure awaits." So that was to excite the kids to come to VBS. An epic adventure awaits. And I think that was it. That's what I want to share on. That our walk with the Lord is an adventure. And with this set behind me, I want to share from a book, The Hobbit. Some of you have read The Hobbit. Some of you have seen the movie. And the opening scene of The Hobbit, and I know it's hard. I'm going Lord of the Rings. I'm not going Narnia. With this behind me, I'm not going Narnia. With a lion on this everywhere, nothing. The opening scene in The Hobbit is Bilbo Baggins, and he's a hobbit. He's like a small little halfling. It's even more confusing. Anyway, he's sitting on his porch. He just had his breakfast, his second breakfast, they call it sometimes. He's smoking his pipe, because that's what hobbits like to do. They like to sit on their porch. They like their meals. They like their friends. They just like to enjoy life like that. And that's hobbits. And then Gandalf the Wizard, okay, the wise wizard, comes to Bilbo's house, his hobbit hole, and knocks on his door and says, "Bilbo Baggins, I'm looking for someone to share in an adventure." I'm looking for someone to share in an adventure is what Gandalf had to say. And as you would suspect, Bilbo, he didn't want to go. He didn't want to, adventures, that's not what hobbits do. Hobbits, like we said, they stay at home, they eat their food, first breakfast, second breakfast, and all these things, and they smoke pipes and music tales, and adventure is not in their blood. And here's Gandalf saying, "I'm looking for someone to share an adventure." I think it can be very easy, living in Orange County, it can be very easy for us to act like hobbits. We could be, I know me personally, I could be a lot like a hobbit. Okay, I like second breakfast. Breakfast is my favorite meal. I love seconds. But, you know, it can be very easy to fall into, you know, I have my job and here's my life and family. And it can be, we can get very comfortable living in Orange County. I think that is one of our biggest battles living here. Don't think it's easy to be a Christian in Orange County. It's not. It's different than other places where you're persecuted, but that's our fight. We can get comfortable. We can become like hobbits. And when Gandalf shows up and says he's looking for someone to share in an adventure, we can resist. We could resist. You know, we have our retirement and just live and let live. Let me do my thing. And that, what does that look like, that adventure? When Gandalf shows up and says, I'm looking for someone to share an adventure. Some of us immediately think, going to Africa. You know, he's asking me to go to Africa, or this really difficult thing that just scares you. But that's not necessarily the adventure that God is talking about. That is not necessarily what that adventure could be. I mean, it could be that. God could be calling you to that. But it could be simple as walking across the street to your neighbors and asking them how they're doing. It could be at work, you know, a coworker, and you know they're going through a hard time, and asking them about it and taking that relationship to a deeper level. That's an adventure. That's scary. Okay, that could be very scary, and to take that step into that adventure. There are lots of calls to adventure here. Here are some calls, different calls to adventure that you may have heard. Hey, we're heading down to Mexico for a week to work in an orphanage and hang out with the kids. You want to come? Hey, our guys group wants to do a media fast this summer. You in? These are calls. Ugh. That. It's our immediate reaction. No. Bilbo, an adventure? No. I'm comfortable. You're messing with me. You're getting in my space. You're ruffling the feathers. And no. Hey, I have an idea. Let's start a VBS. 8 years ago. We could use a little help in the nursery next month. Are you available? Hey, I'm thinking about taking a bunch of college kids around the world. And I'm thinking about bringing my family along, too. What do you think? Yes. Hey, our church is trying to buy this building. That's an adventure that we accepted, that we stepped into. And when it came to each of us, want to give a little more than you ever thought you could? There's an adventure there. There's a risk. We have our line. Okay, right there. No. Adventure. Take that step out. An epic adventure awaits. I'm not done yet. Hey, our women's retreat is this weekend. You coming? That's not to me. That's to others. Hey guys, the African Children's Choir is coming, and we need some families to host. You in? And then the last one, most important right now. Hey, VBS isn't over yet. We still need people to stay after church to help tear down. You in? So when those offers come across our door, and we can think back in our heads right now of those Gandalfs that have come and said, hey, look at this opportunity. You want to do this? And again, it can be very easy to not like Gandalf. Go away, Gandalf. That's what Bilbo said. Go away. They mess things up. They intrude into our life, these Gandalfs. They challenge us to get up. Get out. Yeah, I really didn't like Gandalf types. Inspiring us to reach for more, get out of your shell. But see, I have a problem with Gandalf types. I have a big problem. I married one. I married one. And she's always up for an adventure. And again, I'm not talking about Africa. Although, that's possibly down the road, which is great. And I'm much quicker to say let's go than I was 10 years ago, you know, because I've seen what God does on the other side, and it's awesome. But just little things. An example, we were at Chalk a couple of weeks ago, and we're in the lobby, and they have this big Turtle Time thing. Disneyland sponsored the entire second floor entryway at Chalk, and Turtle Time is where Crush, the little turtle, talks to the kids. Anyway, so we're there. I'm with Cade. Aaron is in the gift shop right next door with Lucy. I'm out here with Cade. There's a little girl holding her chemo bag. Her left arm has been amputated, and she's there watching Crush. you know, and Cade's there, and you know, I say, hey, Cade, you know, say hi, say hi. And Cade says hi, and you know, then I go into, take Cade and I go into the guest room, not the guest room, where'd that come from? The gift shop, and Aaron goes out, because I was gonna pay for the things that were Aaron wanted to buy. So anyway, Aaron goes out, so I'm paying, and she's out there with Cade and Lucy with Turtle Time, and I'm paying, and then I turn the corner, and I know what she's doing. And I turn the corner, and sure enough, there's Aaron sitting next to this girl, talking. She's got Lucy on her lap, talking to this girl. She's got Cade right there, and the mom, and she's engaging them and drawing them out and encouraging them. And that's the adventure right there. That's taking that step into adventure. And I step back, and I feel awful because 5 minutes ago, I didn't do that, you know? But I said, that's my wife. You know, that's my amazing wife who I married. And there's so many stories like that. In the OPI at Chalk, where Cade gets his, used to get his chemo, and you know, you have your cubicle. But Erin, you know, she takes Cade out and goes to the different other cubicles to spread some encouragement. And sometimes I would take Cade, and she would stay home. And I'm going there, and Erin hands me a bag of Nigu wristbands. I'm like, what's this? So you can go around to the cubicles to hand them out and encourage. It's like, well, I got my iPad. You know, this girl's kind of hanging in the cubicle. The bag. And there it is. But that is the adventure. What you saw up there, again, is stepping out. Erin stepping out. It has been her dream to have special needs here. And you saw in the picture, we had some special needs kids here, kids that are in wheelchairs. And you know, Erin was so blessed. We were all blessed by it. And just operating in her gift and stepping out into adventure and seeing the fruit of it. So, yes, I truly married Gandalf, and I'm so blessed by it. However, if your tendency is to resist the adventure, I just want to encourage you, because you are in good company. There's hope. I'm going to talk about Moses. Okay, Moses had his time in Egypt. He was now out living in the desert. He had his wife. He had his job. He was with the sheep. Things were going great. He was living his life. And then Gandalf showed up, okay, in the form of through the burning bush, and said, Moses, I have a job for you. I have an adventure for you. So I wanted to read from Exodus 3, 9 through 11. Now behold, again, so this is God speaking to Moses. He had already talked a lot through the bush. He's still speaking to him. Now behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. Furthermore, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them. Therefore, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. Moses had a lot of reasons why not me. I think you got the wrong guy. He went on his speech things, and he did not jump right at it at first. Okay, there was resistance there. So what are some things that would cause us to resist? Fear. We don't believe, and Moses didn't have the confidence that he could do it. It could be, this isn't Moses, but you know, we can be, this is my life, and we could be just kind of in the selfish and not about out. So there's lots of reasons. But Moses didn't believe he could do it. But that adventure was waiting for him. And we'll read more about Moses in a little bit. Another one, Jonah. Also, God offered an adventure to Jonah to go to Nineveh. In Jonah 1:1-3, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. So again, there's the call. There's Gandalf saying, here's your adventure. How does Jonah respond? Verse 3, but Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa, found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He ran. Jonah ran the other way. So we're seeing different responses. I love this one. In Matthew 14, when Jesus was walking on the water out to the disciples, they were in the boat. And Peter, I'll read from 14:26. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to them, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind stopped. And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son." So I'm not talking about Peter here, who took the adventure. I'm talking about the other 11 who stayed in the boat. Peter jumped out. Peter got out. He wanted that adventure. But the 11 might have been a little bit more hesitant. So we're seeing different responses to the call. And here's another example. And this is Mary from Luke 1:28. And coming in, he said to her, this is the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth also has conceived a son in her old age. And she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. So what is the difference we see in Mary right there than in the others? What did Mary do much faster than the others did? She obeyed. Because that's the key to adventure. It's not about what you're going to get out of it. You know, with Bilbo it was. Kind of. It was, you know, the riches that were promised. They're going to go this dragon and things. But it was also the call in him to go out there. But the only way we're stepping out that door, I hope, the right reason to step out that door is out of obedience. That's why. That's what makes us go. That's what makes us say, yeah, let's do the VBS. Let's do that. Because we see God in it. If we don't see God in it, then that's not it. It's obedience. It's out of obedience that Moses said, yeah, I'll go. It's only the obedience to the Lord that we see God calling us. It's not Gandalf. It's God who is asking, is begging us for this adventure, who's beckoning us onto this adventure. It's God. The Nortons went because they saw God in that trip around the world. This building fund, we see God's hand in it. That's what's making us obey. That's why we're taking the steps out of faith and writing those checks and watching it grow, because we see God's blessing. So God's blessing on the adventure is what makes us go, knowing that God is with us, that he's involved, he's there. This is his adventure. So that makes us take that step out. We went to Disney World. I shared about this a few weeks ago. And I took Cade, wanted to go on Space Mountain. Well, I wanted Cade to go on Space Mountain. He wanted to go, though. He's been on the one Disneyland. He says, "Dad, I want to go." All right, let's go. So we're walking online in Space Mountain. And about 5 feet from the ride, you get on the ride, we notice that it's a little different in California. In California, Space Mountain, you're sitting right next to the person. In Florida, you sit behind them. And not like behind them on your lap, behind them, but in a separate seat. So Cade saw that, and it was a little different. Like, wait a second, Dad, you're not going to be right next to me? Because I would hold him like this, I'd hold his hand, and we'd go like this. Now he's by himself. So I was, I know, I'll hold your hand, Kate. I'll still be there. I'll be right behind you. So I have a picture that they give you that I purchased of Cade. If you see Cade's face, okay? He was scared. He was holding my hand. And if you look at my face, I'm saying, what did I do? Because it's a little scarier than California. It's a little rougher. There's a couple more dips. And I couldn't see his face. I didn't know what he was going through. I just had his hand. I had his hand on this roller coaster. So, but you know, at the end, he was fine. And you know, he loved it. And if you ask him if he'll go on it again, the answer will probably be no. But that's what he said after California. So the adventure of it, the excitement of it. But I think the key is that I'm holding his hand. And that's what makes us go in these adventures, that God is holding our hand. In Exodus 3:11 through 12, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, and God said, certainly I will be with you. And this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain. It was I will be with you that made Moses obey. And Moses obeyed. Moses went. He walked out of that interaction with God through the burning bush, obeying. He was not like Jonah, who ran into the belly of the fish, took 3 days. He cried out to God in the belly of the fish and said, all right, spit him out. And God asked him again and said, go to Nineveh. And this time he went. So we can, you know, we can fight against it, against the call that God has, the adventure that he has. But God usually wins. Peter, get out. What made Peter get out of the boat? He was walking to Jesus. He was with Jesus. That's what made him go. And that's what makes us respond, that he is in it, that he is with us. And the thing is, we could miss it. It is possible to miss these epic adventures that God has for us. We need to be in a place where we're hearing his voice, where we're hearing the direction, and he presents these adventures, these opportunities to be part of his kingdom. And we don't want to miss that adventure. When we are with him, it's easier to obey. With our kids, it's really big for us to get their hearts. We want their hearts as we raise our children. It's not so much the behavior. It's more of their hearts. If we have their hearts, then we it makes it easier, because it's the relationship. It's obeying their father, their mother, who they know, they love. You know, we're working on it with our kids for that obedience. But again, we can miss it. They can be scary, these adventures that God has. They seem scary, but knowing he's with us, they can be dangerous. They will stretch us. They will get us out of our comfort zone. But the key to remember is that we are walking with him, that he is going before us, that he is in it. Because if he's not in it, then we shouldn't go. But if he is, to not go would be disobedience. And we want to have that life, that exciting life that God has. You know, this epic adventure. We can miss it. And I don't want to miss it. I want to be part of it. I want to show a little clip from a movie called Parenthood. It's with Steve Martin. It's back in the 80s. It's about a 2-minute clip. But they're talking about having a fourth child. And again, the excitement of this, the unknown, is there. So let's watch this.
Grown man's happiness depends on whether a 9-year-old catches a pop-up? I mean, what if he missed?
But he didn't.
But he could have.
But he didn't.
But he could have.
But he didn't, Gil. You threw him 12 million pop-ups in the backyard. You cut the odds considerably. He hadn't. Ow. Ow.
But there's 3 of them. And you want to have 4. And then the 4th one could be Larry. And they're going to do a lot of things. I mean, baseball's at least taste of it. And all those things sometimes are going to miss.
Sometimes they won't.
Sometimes they will.
Sometimes they
won't. Sometimes they will.
What do you want me to give you? Guarantees? These are kids, not appliances. Life is messy.
I hate messy. It's so messy.
You know, when I was 19, Grandpa took me on a roller coaster.
Oh?
Up, down, up, down. Oh, what a ride.
What a great story.
I always wanted to go again. You know, it was just interesting to me that a ride could make me so frightened, so scared, so sick, so excited, and so thrilled all together. Some didn't like it. They went on the merry-go-round. That just goes around. Nothing. I like the roller coaster. You get more out of it. Well, I'll be seeing you in the car.
She's a very smart lady. Come on, Taylor, your ears are ready.
Yeah, a minute ago I was really confused about life, and then Grandma came in with her wonderful and affecting roller coaster story, and now everything's great again.
I happen to like the roller coaster, okay? As far as I'm concerned, your grandmother is brilliant. Come on, Taylor. Come on, hurry up.
Yeah, if she's so brilliant, how come she's sitting in our neighbor's car?
So, it's an adventure, and we don't want to miss what God has for us out of fear, whatever it is, to see if he's in it, and in obedience, take that step out. This is Cade's Action Bible. This is an exciting story. Okay, the stories in the Bible, I mean, this is a full comic book of the adventures that we see. I mean, these are adventures. These are men and women who stepped out, who got out of the boat, who heard Gandalf and said, yeah, let's go. I mean, imagine if we don't go. Imagine what if Moses didn't go or Jonah and these others, that if they said no. You know, we don't want to miss the adventure that God has for us. What if we didn't do the orphanage? What if he said, no, let's not take that step out? Could you imagine? What if, you know, the building? Well, we're seeing what God's doing in that. Hey, let's buy the building. Let's do a VBS. And again, I want to show, this is the first one, stepping out in what God does. And then this is yesterday or the other days. So that's, we don't want to miss this. You know, I don't want to, being around that Friday night, look at what God has done. I don't want to miss this. So if God is in it, let's go for it. And back to the Lord of the Rings, just to end it. The next book, after Bilbo's adventure in The Hobbit, and part two comes out in December. Part three is next December. After with the dragon and the treasure, and he's home now, and he's got all this treasure, and he's had this amazing adventure. Now the next book, it's Frodo's turn, his nephew. Frodo's turn to take the ring and all this. So Bilbo talks to Frodo and he says this, it's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. There's no knowing where we might be swept off to. That was not what we had in mind with VBS. I mean, when we were thinking about this, okay, we had an idea of what, but where God has taken it, it's so much further, you know, and it's only him sustaining us and bringing us because he's in it. And there's so many things that we could miss that you don't know where God's going to take you. So let's step out in obedience, knowing that he is with us, because that is what gives us the confidence to do it. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you are an adventurous God, Lord, that you are exciting. And Lord, you beckon us to come with you. Father, you beckon us to take steps of faith and to get out of our shell, to take that walk across the street, to take that walk across the room, whatever it is, God, to take that trip to Africa, around the world. Lord, these little things, big things, God, these adventures that you have. Lord, help us not to be comfortable. Help us not to have all our ducks in a row and have our life all planned out, Lord, but God, to be willing to hear your voice and to step out in that adventure, whatever it is, God, whatever that adventure is, how small or big. And Lord, that we would first seek that you are in this adventure, get counsel and know that you are in it, and then step out in obedience, God. Help us to obey that sometimes scary call, but knowing that you are with us, you go before us, and that you would be glorified, and it is all about your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.